KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Starting off with high school basketball last night in boys play and Hawkeye 10 action, Atlantic went on the road and picked up a win, rallying from 12 points down from the first half to come back and beat Clarinda 56-51. The final there as the Trojans win it. Tyler Moen back off injury, and he finished with the leading scoring mark last night for the Trojans at 14 points. Atlantic with a nice road win. Also in Hawkeye 10 action, Creston 44-39 over Trainer. It was Glenwood rallying late to beat Harlan 74-67. Shenandoah was a 59-45 winner over Red Oak. St. Albert beat Elkhorn Mount Michael of Nebraska 51-48. Western Iowa Conference play, AHSTW 73-39 over Riverside. Ottoman top Missouri Valley 45-29. IKM Manning a 63-58 win over Underwood. Tri-Center beat Logan Magnolia 49-42. Rolling Valley play, it was Arweva 49-37 over Peyton Sherdan. Booyer Valley edges out Cam. A tight ball game came down to the wire. Booyer Valley wins it 60-59. Also West Harrison a 56-45 winner over Woodbine. Corner conference play, East Mills over Clarinda Academy 74-37. Stanton a 60-51 winner over Sydney. Proud of Iowa play, Bedford 79-33 over Lenox. It was Central Decatur 64-30 over East Union. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Wayne 80-27, and Mount Air was a 67-31 winner over Southwest Valley. In West Central Activities Conference play, it was Des Moines Christian 58-36 over Earlham. Madrid beat ACGC 70-63. Pleasantville over Woodward Academy 70-59. Woodward Granger top Panorama 54-49. And Van Meter a 68-35 winner over I-35. In other scores, Ballard topped Carroll 68-42. So Carroll, after getting to the top of the poll, knocked off here in their first game at number one. And Abraham Lincoln 59-51 over Sioux City East. It was Lamoni beating Orion Maxburg 64-22. OABCIG an 83-50 winner over Woodbury Central. Also, it was Ogden over West Central Valley by a final of 82-49. That's some of those boys' scores. Moving on to girls' hoops and Hawkeye 10 play, it was Atlantic pulling away for a win over Clarinda, 69-34, the final there. Trojans pick up that victory. Also, Creston, a 44-39 winner over Trainer. It was Glenwood beating Harlan, 81-45. Newell Fonda topped Kemper Catholic, 85-29. And Red Oak was a 64-30 winner over Shenandoah. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was AHSTW beating Riverside, 88-14. Audubon was a 77-35 winner over Missouri Valley. Logan Magnolia beat Tri-Center, 57-24. Underwood, 54-45 over IKM Manning. In Rolling Valley play, Cam, a 64-59 winner over Booyer Valley. Exira EHK top Glidden-Ralston 60-31. Peyton Sherdan 41-38 over Arweva. And Woodbine, a 71-54 winner over West Harrison. Corner conference action, it was Fremont Mills beating Essex 57-29 and Sydney beating Stanton 44-42. Pride of Iowa play, Central Decatur 70-28 over East Union. Lenox beat Bedford 63-41 and Mount Air 64-37 over Southwest Valley. West Central Activities Conference, it was ACGC beating Madrid 55-46. Des Moines Christian over Earlham 59-21. Panorama beat Woodward Granger 54-49. West Central Valley a 59-28 winner over Ogden. And in other scores, Ballard topping Carroll 36-25, Abe Lincoln a 49-47 winner over Sioux City East, Thomas Jefferson beat Sioux City North 45-21, and it was West Monona 60-47 over Westwood, some of those area scores from high school basketball last night. Moving on to the high school wrestling scoreboard in a quadrangular at AHSTW, it was the Vikings pulling out three wins, 57-18 over Southwest Valley, 54-30 over West Central Valley, and 66-6 over Audubon. West Central Valley a two-time winner, 45-33 over Southwest Valley, and 59-18 over Audubon. And Southwest Valley topped Audubon as well, 48-18. In a duel at Missouri Valley, the Big Reds picked up a 48-33 win over Bishop Heelan. At Omaha West Side, it was Thomas Jefferson competing there. They fell in a couple of duels. West Side beat them 72-12 and Papillion La Vista 76-6 winner. In a quadrangular at Shenandoah, Harlan picked up a couple of victories, 42-25 over Underwood and 65-12 over Abe Lincoln. Underwood a two-time winner, 59-21 over Abe Lincoln and 71-0 over Shenandoah. And Abe Lincoln beat Shenandoah 60-18. In a quad at Southwest Iowa and Tabor, it was Red Oak winning three times, 57-18 over Bedford Lenox, 66-24 over Southwest Iowa and 72-6 over Griswold. Southwest Iowa a two-time winner, 41-38 over Bedford Lenox and 72-6 62-6 over Griswold, and Bedford Lennox beat Griswold 60-6. In a quad at Nottoway Valley, it was Van Meter Earlham, three-time winner, 41-36 over North Polk, 65-16 over Saydell, and 54-21 over Nottoway Valley. North Polk won their two other duels, 71-10 over Saydell and 60-20 over Nottoway Valley, and Nottoway Valley beat Saydell 54-9. That's high school wrestling action from last night. Moving on to college basketball, Luca Garza scored 27 points as Iowa pulled away in the second half for a 75-62 win at Northwestern. Hawkeye coach Fran McCaffrey.
And I thought our activity defensively in the second half, our consecutive stops, and when we ran, and when we drove it, and when we ran our stuff, was really good.
The Hawkeyes got a lift from the return of freshman guard C.J. Frederick, who finished with 11 points and 5 assists after missing two games with a foot injury.
And he didn't miss a beat. I mean, he's just a baller. You know that. I mean, he affects the game in a lot of different ways with his passing, with his defense, with his ball handling, and his shooting.
And also in top 25 college hoops action last night, it was Clemson knocking off third-ranked Duke 79-72. Sixth-ranked Kansas picked up a 66-52 win over Oklahoma. And it was seventh-ranked San Diego State 64-55 over Fresno State. 11th-ranked Louisville went to overtime to beat Pittsburgh 73-68. A few of those scores from last night's play. Also coming up here tonight, a tough stretch begins for the Iowa State men's basketball team. For the Cyclones' next five opponents are nationally ranked, beginning with tonight's game at second-ranked Baylor. Iowa State coach Steve Prohm says ball movement is the key against the Baylor defense.
Ball movement, no dribbles. Any dribbles, you know, unless it's getting downhill to the rim, and that ain't good, you know, because now they're getting loaded up again. It's got to be ball movement, ball movement, ball movement, and cutting to try to keep them in rotation as much best we can. But defensively, they've been terrific. When you look at their numbers, and they're just physically can overwhelm you on the glass.
The Bears are 13-1. Prohm wants sophomore guard Tyrese Halliburton to be even more aggressive on offense. He's averaging nearly 17 points per game coming into that one. Northern Iowa takes a share of the Missouri Valley lead into tonight's game at home against Valparaiso. They're 3-1 in the Valley, while the Crusaders are 2-2 after rallying for a home win over Drake. UNI coach Ben Jacobson says Valparaiso is more guard-dominated here this year heading into that one. The Iowa State women are at home in Big 12 action tonight to host TCU. They're 1-2 in the league race after a loss at Oklahoma. Couple of notes from college football yesterday for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Both defensive end A.J. Epenesa and running back Torrin Young announcing their decisions to leave for the NFL. Young announced his decision on social media, as did Epenesa. Epenesa led the team in sacks and tackles for loss and forced fumbles this past year, and he'll forgo his final year of eligibility. Young finished the 2019 season with 432 yards on 81 carries with one score, and he'll leave before his fifth year of eligibility here this upcoming season. They're still waiting on the word from Tristan Wirfs on his decision. Geno Stone already has announced he's leaving for the NFL as well. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports has been brought to you here this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.